Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well,
pushing
should we give
her
some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Yes, we're helping you help yourself and having a bit of a chit chat and chin wag along the way.
And I know, it's only paracetamol, but I like it. Because I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, sang that at an airport once and got banned. Also because I didn't have my boarding pass. For the last time, I was just browsing. So let's introduce our guest for the day.
Hello, my name's Nancy.
And how old are you, Nancy? Not that age matters.
Do I need to tell you that?
No.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not over the hill, but I can see the top.
Doesn't matter.
You're on the way up, aren't you? And you're also on the way down.
Yes, aren't we all?
In a way. Lovely. Lovely philosophical start to the show.
And what brings you here? This is obviously, we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
And we're very good at it.
We're very good at it.
Yeah.
Was it an instant decision, or have you been aware of, you know, the treatment that we deliver?
Treatments, really.
I sort of asked around, went on mum's
asked
net.
Around?
Very is that going to happen continuously?
Yes.
I've not done it before, but I might do it again.
You enjoyed it.
I did.
Saw it in your eyes.
Thank you.
Benjamin.
Thank you.
Yes, I just asked around and went on Mumsnet and stuff, and I was a bit nervous.
Mumsnet? Okay. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Do they have a big reach around? and I'm Claire.
So what did the mums say?
Well, they said that they didn't know how kosher it was. But I think I'm at the stage where I'm willing to try almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm here. But I'm concerned that I was concerned it wouldn't be an issue. You know when you want it to be an issue on the day that you're coming?
Oh, you want the smell to be an issue?
Because it's like when you go to the doctor's.
Your accent's certainly changed.
It's like when you go to the doctor's, has
since
it?
Since you've got more comfortable.
Oh, I think I just...
No.
Oh, has it? Maybe that's linked to my...
Maybe that's linked to your...
No, I just didn't want to turn up bad. And it not be a thing, because I've had that with skin conditions at the doctor's before. You want a flare-up on the day.
I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah. I did that just the other day.
What went with the skin condition?
I can very much relate to what you're saying about, because, of course, it's very topical to me, because that happened yesterday.
Did it?
As the angels breathe. Well, I thought I had very tiny lungs, and I thought I may have been born with tiny lungs.
Mm.
And it turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality.
But did you feel on the day that your lungs had swelled?
I blew into a tube, and I was getting to, I was hitting the 200 mark, and it's really, you need to be around 450 as a sort of strong woman.
Yeah. Same thing happened to me. Went to a police station for a missing child. Dirty bugger turned up. Very annoying. So, but your arsehole does stink.
Good.
Yeah, so that's...
I wouldn't have it any other way today.
Yes, good. We're on point.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so that's positive. We definitely know that there's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's not just in your head.
No, it's in my body, isn't it?
Yes, you're an honest lady and you've got a problem downstairs.
Mm. Can you both smell it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. We can definitely smell it. It's definitely quite a strong smell coming from you.
Okay.
And your bottom.
The other good.
Once my ex-boyfriend had mice and they were dying under the floorboard. No, but it did smell similar to your...
Decomposing sort of flesh.
Yeah, there is definitely a dead mice smell.
What were you going to say, Dr. Mohinder-Jones?
Well, I'm just curious about the mums.
Mumsnet.
At Mumsnet. Mm. Were they cured?
Well, most of them hadn't been to you, but mm-hmm. you're starting to trickle out into the playground.
Wow.
Right, okay.
Lovely. You love mums, don't you, Dr. Mohinder-Jones?
Well, you know, I love a clean bottom. Mm.
Well, there's a lot of mums who've been passing their own bums off as their children's bums.
What do you mean?
So, you know, mum at the playground, poo whiff.
Right.
And she'll say, oh, that's little Sally.
She'll blame it on her child.
Yes, but then you start to socialise more with the mums and you go, that's not Sally, that's you. Margaret, that's...
And I know mums who love baby wipes, so it should be spick and span down there. But of course, you're busy as a mum. You've got a lot on your plate.
Well, I'm sitting on a baby wipe now.
Okay.
I've always got one just
tethering
as a sheath.
Yes.
Okay, you did seem quite high on that chair.
Yeah, I've got a few stacked.
Is the baby... How many's down there?
Three today.
So you're sitting on three babies?
Three baby wipes, come on.
Three baby wipes.
Three baby wipes.
Three baby wipes. Okay, that does make me feel
just
more
to try
comfortable.
And...
Are they the biodegradable ones that can go down the toilet?
I don't care really about things
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Still moist? They dried up now.
The top one's very dry.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm getting something from the bottom too.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. And remember, finances can be sorted with a little prayer to the angels.
Why's your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
Something we always ask our guests, when did you first notice the smell?
Okay, right. Oh, gosh. So...
Where was you as well?
Where were I?
Mm.
I think it's where was I.
Or
he's
was.
Got, he's got a degree.
I think it's where were I, isn't it?
What does where was you mean?
Same as where were you, but it's just
well,
not as nice
in that case,
to listen to, is
it? Understand it.
Where was you in English class?
Well, I was in the science class.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's Dr. Benjamin.
Jones.
Thank you.
So when I was, two phases. When I was little and I would suffer from what I used to term electric bottom, when I was very excited or nervous. And then latterly, it's been since...
Sorry, the electric bottom, is that when you'd see sort of Hollywood hunk or something and you'd...
No, that was a fizzy front bottom. That's different. Electric bottom was
I
more...
I had one of those the other day, actually.
Oh, they last long into they,
yes, it's menopause. Funny, you can just be watching a workout video or something and it just sets you off.
It will.
I'm just trying... In my head, I'm just trying to work... Let's go to electric...
Avenue.
How do we make that work? Let's go to electric
bum venue.
Anal view?
No,
I think it's getting too much. Let's keep it right. I like roses.
Have a poo. No, that's different.
I like palmer violets.
Electric have a poo. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, electric have a poo. Mm. She's not keen.
Mm.
Claire doesn't care for that.
Mm.
It's not a sexual, sensual thing. It was it was just excitement or nerves. When I got made a brownie, I got an electric... You have to stand up in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Big day for you, big day for the brownies.
Yeah. Sometimes going over a bump in the car.
Mm, big day. Well, not a big day.
And how did you get made a brownie?
Well, you start going to brownies. And if
Turned
you're not
up.
A total
Sorry,
little
Sorry, it's
shit,
a little late for you, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Okay. Okay.
Not necessarily.
Oh,
I know a sixer who'd be very willing to induct you.
Thank you. Well, we can talk about that afterwards.
Do you like mushrooms?
I did, until I had a lunch earlier on today.
Why don't you check out my blog?
No.
Now, what's your name again?
Nancy.
Yes, that's correct. And what were you saying about this electric
bottom? Yeah, so electric bottom's the first one.
Why did you... And do you think it was associated with the brownies?
No, that's just one example I've given of... Of an electric bottom moment. There were many.
Football stickers, you know, Cabbage Patch Kids, a big day,
a
sports day.
A well-timed boo. Oh. Very much a sports day.
Oh, so you're getting scared.
Excitement on nerves, lining up on the start line.
Sorry, I'm slurping and burping over here. I hope you can't hear on the airwaves.
It's absolutely disgusting. for the 100 metres.
Oh, God, Claire, please, we've got guests.
I don't usually have fizzy cola, and it absolutely goes right through me, both ends.
It was only a little burp.
Yes. Did it shock you when she burped?
It did slightly. And came out of left field, right field.
Because I thought, when she burped, I did see a bit of electricity coming from your arsehole. Now, I just want to test something.
Okay.
I'm not sure if your arsehole is still electric now.
What a tag team, aren't we? Because I do the burp and you straight in with the questions.
Exactly. I'm just going to see now if it will charge my phone. Just going to plug that into your arsehole.
Okay.
You ready?
It might take a little while. It's a low voltage.
Careful, because you're going to put that receptor to your face later.
That is charging.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Your bum is electric right now.
It's funny because there's pros and cons to everything, isn't there? And if you're at a music festival or something, you know, it's just nice to know that you can keep up to date with your tweets, your memes.
And I would have an electric bottom at a music festival because it's
well,
you know,
it's go, emotion-wise, isn't it? A song that can resonate, or, you know, a pretty boy, or
being,
you know,
lifted onto the shoulders of someone. Although that would be risky for me.
Is that something that you would like to happen?
To be lifted onto the shoulders of someone. Yeah, and it never has, actually. I think because I'm nervous.
Now, you know they always zoom in on the pretty girl on the shoulders of somebody. Would they do it for a more sort of plain-looking woman, I wonder? She's up high.
Why has that come to mind?
Oh, no, I'm just... Is that,
you suggest... Why is that?
No, I'm just...
No, I'd like to know.
We want to know. What do you mean, Claire cares?
Why did you need to qualify that? What?
First of all, you want to know what Nancy's name is, then her age.
Yeah, I think you're calling me plain. I know. I am not doing that. I am nosy by nature. That's me. Claire cares. Everyone at school wrote in my book, Nosy by Nature, and a few other things we can't mention.
Yeah.
Nosy by Nature was...
Shit cook.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing plain about you is the flour on that pizza base that wasn't cooked.
I've had a lot of stress lately, okay? A lot of stress. I don't want to go into it. I'm gassy.
You are gassy.
Yes, I've had a lot of issues.
You're really treading on my toes, gas-wise.
Yes.
This is meant to be about...
I'm not enjoying it.
Well,
you know.
I feel like you're forcing them out, though. You went very red in the face when you did that one.
Yeah. The connection that I'm getting is that your arsehole's always been described as being electric. And whereas Claire described it as being, you know, sort of dead mice-y's. And maybe... the dead mouse is coming from Claire. I don't think there's a massive problem with an electric arsehole.
No, and actually...
Electric doesn't smell.
No.
Have you ever smelled a plug before? There's not much there.
Okay, it's Claire Cares on the radio. There's been a lot of talk about politics recently in the world. But remember, do get out there and have fun as well.
Sorry, I'm hooked. Can we go back to that?
I'd love to go back to that, yeah.
So it's not me?
Well, I think there's a possibility... that the dead mice smell might be coming from the terrible cook.
Yeah, because no one's ever described my electric bottom as mice-like.
Look, I've had a hell of a week, okay? Martin has been up to all sorts. I can't go into it now, but there might be a court case, okay? And Claire Cares has got to look after his three children. Of course there's a bit of a stink.
But Claire, we've been doing this show. This is the 800 odd episode of this show. You know how to protect yourself from a smelly bottom. How have you let the smell get out?
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
Okay.
You can't dish out. I don't. That's like going to the doctors and they're all achoo, all over you. It's not reassuring,
I do hate
is it?
That. Yeah.
Well,
you're not allowed to smell.
No, I know. I've let myself down.
Yeah.
The doctor will see you now.
So, we've established that the dead mouse is not coming from you.
Good.
I don't think the electric smell is a problem.
But you said it was smelly when I first came into the room.
There is a metallic smell.
I also think he may have been picking up on the scent.
On your smell?
I do think. And now I know.
There was some metal.
There was metal. Let's get back to Nancy and she's got a metal bottom.
You know when you lick a battery?
Yes.
That's what your arsehole smells like.
Mm. Not unpleasant.
It's not unpleasant, but it might be an issue.
Is it a positive or is it a negative? It's both, because it's a battery.
I think it's how we choose to see it, isn't it? Maybe henceforth I will just choose to see my smelly bottom as a positive thing.
If we were to give you a T-shirt that had a slogan on it saying, my arsehole smells, deal with it,
Would you be prepared?
I like it.
Yeah. Would that, is that something that you would not feel any shame wearing?
I like that. And also, I think that's sort of true of us all to a degree, isn't it? So it could sell quite well if you were to...
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm not sure if Claire would, you know, with the dead mouse smell, whether she would wear that T-shirt.
It's a transition period for me. And next week's going to be a new Claire. But for now, just back off, please.
I would wear that T-shirt. And you think in time, so would you, Claire.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly?
Would you like to know phase two of my bottom?
Yes, please.
So this is a different one, and it doesn't smell of this today, but I think I've had a lot of bad luck.
Okay.
And I think what's happened... You know when someone's quite negative and difficult to be around?
Mm-hmm.
They lose friends, family. You know, people just give up on them.
Yes.
I think my bum gave up on me as well.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
So it detached itself from you.
It just had had enough.
Did you notice a droop?
Yeah. Very definite droop.
Sad bottom.
Yeah. Not just down, but sort of out to the sides as well, like elephant ears.
Oh, like your mother's, actually, Dr. Benjamin Jones. Yeah.
Did your mum have that?
Very droopy bottom.
My mum did get that, but that was sort of an age
thing. She's overused it. She has overused that bottom.
Did she fix it?
Plundering this and plundering...
She's allowed it to happen. She's wearing the tee. She's wearing the pants.
Oh, it's a willful droop.
Droopy bottom and deal with it, pants, basically.
Deal with this, it says, and then there's an arrow.
To both sides, yeah, okay.
So the droop is a real issue, isn't it?
Yeah, because I think it also allows more of the smell to penetrate.
The metallic smell.
Yeah.
Okay, the droop's a problem. It's definitely a problem.
Oh, I knew it was a problem.
Claire Cares here with a solution.
Okay.
At 315.com.
Okay.
Time-wise. It's electric, yes. There's a smell like a battery.
Yeah.
Go rechargeable. Go wireless, rechargeable, you're back in business.
But I'm still droopy.
Yeah, you might need a bum lift for that, but that's neither hither nor thither, is it?
But would a bum lift get rid of the smell, which I now know to be useful? Because ideally what I want is to keep the smell, but lose the droop.
Are you good at lying?
Yeah, very much.
That's fine then. Because just, you know, sometimes I go to a cafe and you sort of, they don't have plug sockets. If someone was to say, has anyone got a plug, you know, you'd...
Pop it up there.
Exactly. But if you can lie, then that's absolutely fine. That's sort of your get-out clause.
So if you would say, has anyone got a charger? I'd go, oh, no. Is that a good...
That's fine, yeah. I would be suspicious of you, but I wouldn't be suspicious enough that I'd think, oh, she's got a plug up her arsehole.
Okay.
I wouldn't think... And also, if
not
you're worried
I.
about this... not I. If you're worried about the smell, why not carry around a scented candle... Or some Red Bull.
Where would you put the candle?
Cause that's just carry it around.
Oh, right, just in your hand.
Yeah, carry it.
But the wind, it would only stay... You'd be lighting it every 3 seconds, wouldn't you?
Back to Red Bull. Red Bull really stinks, so you could cut a mask over it so people will think, she doesn't smell nice, but she doesn't
But she smells
smell
of a regular bat. Supermarket pop.
Yeah. And Red Bull does have that sort of metallic smell as well.
Yes.
Is this a jingle?
Okay, so Nancy.
Yeah.
I think there's little doubt that your arsehole smells simply through excitement.
But it's not always good.
An idea in from Claire Cares at 3:10.
Okay, we've gone back.
Stop getting excited.
No, I knew. I preempted it. When I was walking here, I thought, I know what
good
they'll
idea.
Say.
Yeah, thank you.
They'll Claire tell me cares. To stop getting excited. But I have a life to live.
But do you think you're at an age where you need to calm yourself down?
Women sometimes can get hysterical, and I read that in the papers.
They can, and their womb travels up to their nose.
Oh.
Up to their brain, and that's what makes them go loopy-loo.
Wowsy.
You're 15 years of age. You're walking past a fun fair.
Yeah.
You electric see the dodgems.
Bomb. Electric bomb, instant.
Okay. You're 25 years of age. You're walking past a fun fair. You see the dodgems.
Electric bomb, instant. Okay. This stuff doesn't
so
change.
So avoid the fairs. Hold on. It's very simple.
You're 35. You're walking past the fun fair. You see some cotton candy. Now where's your arsehole at?
It's electric, but it's not as electric as it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's
now, maybe what you could do is, you see some cotton candy, you're getting excited, you bring yourself down by reading some statistics about the war.
So you just carry those around.
Carry them around, carry statistics, and when you're bored of the war, move on to disability allowances going down.
No, this is what, I would get electric bum out of anger and sadness. It's heights of all emotions.
Oh. God.
It's not like I can just wipe out
But the battery's up, the battery's down, the battery's hanging around normal.
You need to feel... It's a good method, Claire.
Thank you.
But if she's also getting it from the sadness, you almost need to feel lethargic.
Very neutral.
Ah, sleep it off. Sleep the day off. Only wake at night. Sleep the day off.
Mm.
Sleep.
And then the night time's very exciting, isn't it?
Sleep all day and night. Sleep your way through life.
Maybe if you try and go to sleep every night at 8 p.m. For a couple of weeks, and then you just gradually become a very dull person.
And if I perhaps made packed lunches.
Make packed lunches.
Do you like Kraft cheese? It fits perfectly on a square.
On a square of best of both.
Yeah, actually does.
So packed lunches and early to bed.
Do you want to hear some of Claire's? I ruined my own name then. Dr. Benjamin Jones, it's been a very difficult week. Can I take that one again? Okay. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. Dear Archangel Michael, dear Archangel Michael, dear Archangel Michael, please come through for me now. Please come through for me now. Through.
Is he your favourite angel?
I work with the light, through the light, with the angels I work through. And it's Claire Cares back on the radio. My solution for you is to try some crafting.
Oh, making things.
That's buttons. A good idea. Do you hate crafting?
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect then.
Pottery if you must.
Pottery's quite elaborate.
Okay, stick to buttons. Buttons and crayons.
Okay, buttons.
Make some buttons. And make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you own.
Yes,
so it's boredom
sensible.
And it's frustration.
Yeah. Mm. No, see, emotions. And also I think crafting, quite often people start to craft when life's been a bit of a what's it.
A penny saved is a penny not spent. So save some, spend some, and that way you'll have... I've lost my steam again.
Yeah, I think what you've done there is you've been looking at the laptop rather than listening to the conversation.
I think you're distracted by your own mice, your three children, and the Archangel Michael, frankly.
Things have not been going well for me. I bought 16 scratch cards, won £1, bought three more, and lost on that round two. What just wrecked the psych?
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Have you got a psychology test for
yes,
Nancy?
Yes, I have, actually.
That's why she was on the laptop.
I was trying to find the test, you little shit.
You're meant to have written them down.
Why must you... Point out your flaws. Why must you needle a Claire.
I'm getting it.
She's getting an electric bottom. I quite like it when you get electric. I need a bit more juice on my phone.
Okay,
That's a violation.
Thorpe Park.
Stop. Dragon River, stop.
Rapids.
Stop.
George Michael.
Take off on a stop.
Nipple tassels.
Pepsi and Shirley, stop.
Tongue pierced.
No, that does nothing for me.
Darren Henderson. No, you won't know him. He was in my class.
No, I don't. But he gave me one.
Oh?
He worked on me. Just the name alone.
Oh,
Darren
really?
Henderson.
Let's find out if there's a connection between Darren Henderson and Nancy.
Okay.
Now, who did you say Darren Henderson was again, Claire?
A young boy, but I was a young girl, of course. So absolutely nothing wrong with it.
And how old is... Oh, so you were electrified...
Yeah.
...by an early sexual experience that Claire had.
Maybe it
what
came...
What is going on?
Maybe it came across... The energy came through. Because Darren Henderson absolutely hats off to his technique.
I just sensed danger.
Is that the most excited you've been?
Yeah.
With your first sort of sexual experience?
For about 10 to 12 days.
So maybe that's the energy that you're channeling right now, yeah. Just a little experiment. I want... you now, Claire, to run us through that very first sexual experience with Darren Henderson. And whilst you're doing that, I'm going to keep a close eye on Nancy's arsehole.
Might I not go for the first one? Because that was an absolute nightmare. And we didn't know what we were doing. So it was going in and out the wrong...
I'll be honest, I don't think it was that side of it.
Mm. Can we not,
I think I... Yeah. For me, he conjures up an image of perhaps of a bad boy. Any theft? Petty theft?
Okay.
I think it's that which was...
Well, he did steal a car, but it was his father's car.
It's that.
It's the father's car thing. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. And that's not even petty. That's
And
that's
he shot a rabbit in the face. And,
okay. Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
That didn't do a huge amount for me.
No, well, that's why I ended it. You know, I quite like rabbits, and shooting one in the face is not...
You've got quite a moral arsehole, haven't you?
It does take, it does take the moral temperature of situations and react accordingly.
I'd love to put it next to an immoral one and just
sandwiched between two now, isn't it?
One.
Dr. Benjamin Jones will be cheeky.
Claire Care's still here broadcasting for you.
Claire, run us through a theft.
What do you do?
Do you want a psychology question or a theft?
Run us through a theft first, and I'll have a look at Nancy's arsehole.
Okay, I have to still look at my computer to get the definition of theft. Theft is to take or steal something not belonging to you.
Yes.
Okay, I like this, Claire, because you're actually making what would normally be quite exciting very, very dull indeed.
Yes,
and this might actually work.
Yes, it's kind of my thing.
Okay. Let's keep going.
It's on the radio,
Keep going and let's see if we can clear up this mess.
Do you want me to talk about a theft?
I want you to talk in a very boring way.
Okay. So.
What's the weather like?
Okay, yeah. It's sunny. Mm. It's
for fuck's sake, so rainy.
I'm off already.
Oh, so. I was actually describing the weather as is now. Okay.
It's very grey, is it?
Yes, it's grey. It's there's a sort of slanted rain.
Oh, stop.
It's coming in at an angle.
Don't say coming in.
It's slanted rain is drizzling down.
Okay.
Very
manageable.
Slowly.
Manageable.
Mm. And Darren Henderson walks out of the shadows.
I've blown a fuse.
He's got a Fiat Panda. Last time I checked, he may have upgraded it. It's grey with black handles.
This is good.
He opens the door.
Yeah.
I just need to swallow. He opens the door with his very normal-sized hand.
I like
he
a normal size.
Sits on the seat in an undescribable, normal, boring way. Mm. His bottom is indescribable as well. He's in just normal black jeans, not too tight, not too loose. Yeah. His trainers, I can't say the name on air because we can't.
I am seeing a difference in your arsehole.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Okay, he puts the key in the lock. No innuendo intended here.
Yeah, innuendo actually ruins...
Keep it clean, Claire.
Actually ruins it for me. It's not... It's.
He slips into second gear. Moist.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I was just thinking about the time we had with him. Sorry.
She's on two bars.
Do you want a psychology question?
Okay, yeah, we definitely reduced the smell there, so
you lost me there.
I'm very, that's how, very, very good at sort of, toning people off.
Theft is very dull, that's what I've learned, don't you think, Nancy?
Yeah, I think I prefer hypothetical theft. I didn't want to know the details.
And now you know the details, it's just not, it's not exciting at all, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Theft isn't fun and it's not nice. And I would urge you not to do it. Thank you.
Have you ever stolen anything yourself, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you steal?
I stole a penny whistle.
A penny whistle?
And you grew up in the 1920s, did you? With a name like Nancy, I can believe it.
I stole a penny whistle.
Mm. What is a penny whistle?
Grandfather's lover.
Ooh. Okay. And was that your grandmother?
Was she called Penny and she had a whistle?
No. Oh. It wasn't Penny's whistle.
Right.
It was a penny whistle. Penny whistle. Although her name was Penny.
Gosh. And that's so why she loved a penny whistle, I suppose.
So, and what did this whistle sound like?
Narcissistic bitch.
And that is the whistle that you stole?
Yeah.
Could we have
that
again?
I can do it whenever I want now.
Wow.
I mean, it's faded with time. Mm. She was an old lady. She couldn't muster much of a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very light one. It doesn't really attract dogs.
Well, Benjamin Jones is here.
Thank you, Claire.
It's been a hell of a week.
What was her name, Nancy?
Penny.
Penny.
Now, do you know her surname?
Whistle.
Mustenbrath.
I thought so. I was worried that you'd say that. Claire, I happen to know that in the 1920s, there was a lady called Penny Mustenbrath who died at sea because everyone was using their whistles to get attention. And her whistle was missing.
Because it was only very quiet.
And that, my friends, is why this arsehole stinks of electric.
Back to theft and back to the core problem, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Hook, line and sinker.
I don't even need to ask my psychology question because what we've got here is a stinking thing.
I'd like a psychology question.
Would you?
In Penny would like her whistle.
Penny would like her life back, thanks.
I can't give Penny her whistle back.
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
Poor Penny.
Soon. Poor Penny. Penny, where's your whistle gone?
Penny, where's your life gone? Bigger question.
But Penny, let me make you feel okay when I tell you Nancy came to see the doctor today.
She'll like that.
Because her asshole smell, it just won't go away. That was for you,
she'll
Penny.
She'll like that less.
Penny, what do you want?
Claire's countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So Claire, do you have any other ideas of why Nancy's arsehole stinks? Or do you think that is the hook, line and sinker?
Well, it could be a case that she mixed her, lights and darks in the washing machine, or it could be the case that she's a fucking murderer. I don't know.
Yeah, normally we do like to help our patients, but I think in this occasion we will refrain. We won't be offering you any talcum powder at all.
Why? What? What?
Because for the sake of a jolly tune, you bumped someone off. And in my book, that spells no thank you.
I didn't know that stealing a whistle would have that catastrophic effect.
The butterfly effect.
That was spooky.
Yes.
Maybe I do believe in fairies.
Thank you. Maybe you are one.
This is Dr. Benjamin Jones with another successful bottom being cleared right up.
And this is...
Claire Cares?
Yes. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.